the show. Last half hour of hour number three on this Tuesday, January 9th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we're going to be packing up the studio and heading down to Grand Rapids. We will be attending a meeting tonight of the Kent County Stand Up Michigan chapter. Tammy Clark, Vice President, Executive President Ron Armstrong, and others will be attending as they are going to roll out and announce their efforts that they've been doing in other states, dealing with other think tanks, 501c3s, 501c4s, PACs, super PACs, organizations around the country, people like Americans for Prosperity, Heritage Foundation, Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA, and many others, that they plan to bring dollars into Michigan to support our patriot candidates, the conservatives, that are going to be running this year. So Tammy Clark invited me to come down to be part of this discussion, to hear this information, and then to be able to share it with all of you guys. This civil war going on within the Michigan Republican Party, it is not going to matter. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to actually prove that the Michigan Republican Party is irrelevant in elections. Einstein, the definition of insanity. Keep doing the same things over and over and over and expect a different result. Well, Christina Cramo said, what good has it done for us to raise millions of dollars only to mismanage those millions of dollars and lose the last three statewide elections? We lost in 2018, we lost in 2020, and we lost in 2022. There's time for a new sheriff to come in and clean house. We all work from home, using Zoom meetings, the exact mechanism, folks, that I just talked about in the last story, where the MICRC, the Michigan Independent Commission for Redistricting, drawing up maps, they haven't met in person in over 2 years. December of 2021. When the commission voted to adopt the legislative and congressional maps that candidates were going to run on in 2022, four commissioners out of the 13 participated remotely. Republican Aaron Wagner from Charlotte, Republican Ronna Lang from Reed City, Democrat Juanita Curry from Detroit, and another commissioner, Barb Kellum, all participated via Zoom. Well, guess what? If this is the way they choose to operate, Bob LeBrant, a longtime redistricting attorney, said, I feel that the legislature definitely needs to do a constitutional cleanup amendment for this commission. LeBrant said, quote, the pandemic is over and we need to get back to normal order of doing business and force people to meet in person. I think one of the problems was because of the pandemic is that people never really bonded. Like, you know, a commission ought to, end quote, said LeBrant. Now listen to this. 5 million dollars has already been spent on legal fees following the 3-0 judge ruling that 13 of the Metro Detroit district maps were racially gerrymandered. LeBrand said that even the vote on January 4th, where they made the decision to appeal this all the way to the United States Supreme Court, should be actually found null and void because it violated the Open Meetings Act. LeBrant added that if he were king for the day, the compensations for the commissioners would be amended. Presently, these 13 commissioners are constitutionally required to be paid, listen to this, 25% of the governor's salary. While doing the actual work and the actual time that they were involved from October of 2020 through 2021, the commissioners were paid $55,755 per year. Now, with the commission scheduled to consider a raise at their next meeting, while not in session, actually working on drawing up maps, they currently make $39,825 per year. Why? They're not doing anything. They're not even working. Why are they getting paid an annual salary of almost $40,000 a year? Well, that's because they put it in the constitutional amendment. Voters, not politicians. You know, sounded good. Many of you voted for it. 2.5 million people voted for it. Did you not read it? Probably not. Did we see these numbers in there? No. When we were covering the ballot proposals and I said vote no, no, no on all of the ballot proposals, nobody was listening. They all passed. Unbelievable. Well, getting back to the Open Meetings Act question, Executive Director Woods points to the December 2021 Michigan Supreme Court opinion determining that closed session meetings held by the commission violated its requirement that they must conduct all business at open meetings. At the time, it was argued that the commission's closed session meetings qualified for an Open Meetings Act exemption because they were getting advice from their attorney, and as a result, fulfilled the attorney-client privilege component of an exemption from the Open Meetings Act. That's another thing that's a load of crap. Why do I say that? Who pays the attorney? You know, the attorney that they're getting advice from. Who pays their retainer? Taxpayers. If the taxpayers pay the attorneys, then the taxpayers have the right to hear what they're talking about. If the individual commissioners or any board members of any board, I don't care if it's a school board, a county commissioner's board, a city council, I don't care. If you guys want to go into closed session so you can be advised by your attorney, then you pay them out of your pocket. Stop feeding at the public trough of taxpayer dollars to do stuff behind our backs that we're paying for and cannot hear the advice, and then consequently your decision based on that advice. If you're going to be advised as to the legalities of how it would affect your municipality, your community, or maybe even yourselves, because they're constantly afraid of being sued for whatever they do because of these false threats from these idiot people who think they can publicly threaten an elected official, then let us hear that advice. Let us hear what our taxpayer dollars are paying for to render advice to you from an attorney. If not, you pay for them. I'll make this real simple. If I was governor, you go into closed session, you step out of the Open Meetings Act, you're on your own dime. You want to pay the attorney $300, $400, $500 an hour to get advice from him, then you pay him. If the taxpayers are paying him, it stays in the Open Meetings Act. You don't get to go into closed session. Period. Now, here is another state's court's opinion. Arizona courts have held that their own Open Meetings Act applies to their independent redistricting commission, that it is not an argument pressed here. Presumably because our Constitution has severely restricted, if not eliminated altogether, the legislature's power over the commission, end quote, said the Arizona court. Well, guess what? We have the exact same thing here in Michigan. Voters, not politicians. When we passed that ballot proposal and our state constitution was amended, the legislature has no power or authority over anything these people do. And who appoints the members to this commission? The Secretary of State, Democrat, protege of George Soros, Jocelyn Benson. Is there any surprise that their work was found to be unconstitutional? That it voted the United States Voting Rights Act of minority people in the city of Detroit? This is absolutely amazing. Another thing that we're looking at here is potentially the Michigan Public Service Commission. Permits going forward this year in 2024. Are they going to try to do it in Zoom meetings or be doing it in public during an Open Meetings Act? We shall see. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show and texting all the information. Kim, I especially appreciate all of your research. I'm going to get to it later after the show. I'm going to read through everything. One question that did come in, Barb Ageman says, why haven't we heard from Ronald Romney McDaniels, chairwoman of the RNC? Exactly how has she helped candidates of the Republican Party get elected here in Michigan? Seems she's mostly used to her position to only better herself. You see, this is exactly the problem as I see it. Both the RNC and the Michigan State Party, actually probably all state parties across the country, it's a complete waste of money. I think it's almost a criminal fraud enterprise. Taking millions and millions of dollars to a state party, give $1 million or $2 million contract to a political consultant to advise, quote unquote, the state party, and then do nothing to directly help local candidates win their races. Well, why? Because that's not their job description. That's not in their bylaws. The Michigan Republican Party is responsible for helping candidates win at statewide elections. So what are statewide elections this year? 2024, well, you have the presidential election, primaries on February 27th. You then have the U.S. Senate seat by Debbie Stabenow, not running for re-election. And that's it. Every other elected office is by congressional district, 13 of them, or state representatives, county commissioners, county sheriffs, county prosecutors. 83 counties, 13 congressional districts, and 110 state representatives that aren't even statewide elections. So exactly why do you have to have any money in the bank right now? Well, Randy, you got to have the money in the bank to help the U.S. Senate candidate who wins the primary in August, which is too late. It should be done in May. To help them defeat Elisa Slotkin, the anointed Democrat, for that U.S. Senate seat. Okay, today's January 9th. Exactly when do the ads and the mailers and the signs need to be put up? Well, absentee ballots will start going out 60 days before the August 6th primary. So, beginning of June. So, when should the ads start running? May. Right before the absentee ballots start going out? Folks, that's 5 months from now. If the party can unite, unify, get together, raise money, they can help in that U.S. Senate race. The presidential race is going to take care of themselves. The presidents do not rely on state parties. The president candidates raise their own funds. They don't need any money from the state party. But do you know who does need the money? Local county parties. That's why when I rolled out the plan last week on New Year's Day, I was here doing the show live. You must join your local county party. Go to migop.org, go down to county chairs, and email your county chair. Number one, find out when their meeting is this month, January. Have them mail to you by snail mail or email an application to become a paid member of your local county party. Go to your county party's meeting. Ask your county chair if they have any vacancies for precinct delegates that they can elevate you at the upcoming February 15th county conventions. Fill every single vacancy. Be a precinct delegate on February 15th. Next month. Be engaged, involved, and part of the process as to who gets to go to future state conventions for your local county. This is the process of the plan. And attend the class. William Hamilton, can I get the information for the state party meeting this Saturday in Houghton Lake? Email or text me back your email address. I'll forward it to you. You have to hurry up because we're packing up the studio and getting on the road to Grand Rapids. You got 30 minutes. Text me back your email, William, and I'll send it to you. Anybody else wants it? Just email me your address. Well, that's it for today's show. Appreciate all the text messages. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be reporting in from Grand Rapids. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal